what else are you gonna do with it?
I really love to drink beer.
Would you like to watch our movie, The Story of Beer?
God, would I?
Hey, pass me a beer.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
Do you know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! This has to be stopped!
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it!
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Give me another beer.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community, because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker, P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and I need a new AC.
If your AC is old or broken and you don't know how you're going to pay for a new one, relax. United has financing available with no down payment with approved credit, with payments as low as $99 a month.
United even has 0% interest for 36, 48, and 60 months on select systems. Let United give you your best solution with the latest technology and improve your indoor comfort for as little as $99 a month for a complete energy efficient system. They install hundreds of new systems every year.
If the unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacement. And for this month, we would give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And yes, payments as low as $99 on a new system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe?
No,
Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
Tell you what, that's a big-ass red cell thunderstorm that's moving through Millbrook right now. It's already come through Montgomery, and it looks like, finally, we're going to make a dent in the drought, the dry weather, whatever you want to call it. We're having copious amounts of rain from a little after 2 o'clock till I left at 2:30. We already had 6/10 of an inch. So it's good because I killed myself. Honest to God, I thought I was going to die. Saturday, genius that I am. Hey, it's 1 o'clock. It's about 95 in the shade. I think I'll go put the tomato plants in the ground. Let me tell you something.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing in my head. I staggered back into the yard. We got a little birthday party going on, a pool party. I just went into the pool. I was so hot.
I worked in the yard on Saturday at about that time, too.
Crazy. I mean, you know, but I had the energy.
I did it on purpose. It was like, yeah, why not? Let's sweat a little bit.
I had the tomato plants for a week. They were getting ready to outgrow the containers, so I had to get them in. And just in time, this rain. So they should be a couple of feet tall.
Nice.
In a week or so. And
fresh tomatoes.
Big. I got several different types I'm growing this year.
Oh.
But I'm outgrowing... Last year, I had these torpedo-sized squashes coming out of the ground, and they were coming out at such prodigious rates, I couldn't get rid of them, and I couldn't grill them, and I thought, why did I do this? Why did I plant 75 different things that I'm...
It's the plight of the family farmer.
But everybody loves tomatoes. Oh, and some cantaloupe. I'm trying to grow some of that, too. So, and I have this... I don't have a hose that reaches the garden. Rule one in farming is to be able to reach what you plant with a hose.
You need some irrigation.
Yeah, and I can't train the dogs to tinkle on them, and I'm certainly not going to do that myself. So I have one of those sprinkler cans, and apparently it was a little old. It's the top handle is barely, because it's cracked from the heat and stuff. And just sprinkling along all these plants, I didn't realize how much... I barely got them wet, so this is good. This will...
Yeah, well, you need to go get yourself a longer hose.
Yeah. I need at least a 100-footer.
Well, maybe you get one of those irrigation hoses.
How about if I just get Rich Thomas to make it rain, like, every few days?
Okay, yeah.
Like this would be great.
Fire the missile!
And I'll be bringing in softball-sized tomatoes. We probably will see some showers and thunderstorms for a good part of the afternoon because there's... And unusually, this is coming in from the southeast to the northwest, and there's quite a bit behind the big stuff that's already moved through. So it'll be with us for a little bit, I suppose. At 3:10, later on this afternoon, we'll get the Baumhauer's winning word of the day. And coming up, Judge Jeanine... over the weekend. I always like her commentaries, even though she's done some things recently that have been a little off-putting, her speeding and a few other things. I'm Judge Jeanine. What are you going to do to me? You know, hate that attitude.
Yeah, but you kind of got a thing for lady judges.
Yeah. Yes, there is a little history there, isn't there? Pound the gavel, honey. She did a thing, I think it was Saturday night, calling Jeff Sessions the most dangerous man in America. So we're going to open the show with her commentary. And that's coming up. But first, we have Rich with the forecast. And if you don't have the Rich Thomas weather app on your phone, you should get it, because it comes in handy on days like this when all hell breaks loose here and there. And like I said, that's probably going to go on for the rest of the afternoon.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy, limited sunshine, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, but still random. High around 84, tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area, high in the mid-80s. Limited sunshine Wednesday, upper 80s, a better than normal chance of storms continues, then upper 80s Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms around. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here we are at the one-year anniversary of the Mueller investigation, staffed with the singularly most biased special counsel attorneys in American history. And since then, we have witnessed events unfold, which are so unbelievable, so unimaginable, you'd have to be wearing a tinfoil hat or a card-carrying member of the conspiracy party to even believe it exists. We watched a president claim he'd been wiretapped. The Democrats chuckled. But he was right. He was right. Prosecutors and FBI agents working to change the course of political history. A shadow government whose agenda is to maintain their own power and control. A deep state we thought existed only on the pages of novels. Alive and well here in the United States of America. We've watched in real time as text messages revealed those agents conspiring not only to interfere with the presidential election, but to then create the basis to overthrow a sitting president. $10 million and millions of documents later, nothing, I repeat, nothing has touched the president in spite of their claims.
Have Democrats found any evidence of collusion?
Yes, we have. I still maintain that there is evidence of collusion, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now.
And every time we hear more is coming, the deep state does nothing but continue to show how deep and dirty it is. The head of the FBI lies to Congress. He even lies about the statutory elements of a crime because he wants to protect Hillary Clinton. That same director conducts a laughable, make-believe investigation of his favorite Hillary with no grand jury, no search warrant, no subpoenas, where he sat back and watched as the accused destroyed evidence, deleted emails, with his cohorts in the Department of Justice hands out immunity deals without ever requiring that they testify. He exonerates the target before the investigation is even over. So biased that he allows the same FBI agents who exonerate Hillary to create an investigation against Donald Trump based on a fake dossier to create the basis for surveillance of the Trump campaign paid for by the candidate they wanted to win. The FBI knew that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for that dossier that had no basis in fact. They even tried to get a friendly judge to take the case and issue the warrant by trying to set up a dinner party as a cover. That judge ended up recusing himself from the prosecution of Michael Flynn. For months, we've watched as the FBI and the DOJ have denied having any documents. They said there are no emails on the Clinton-Loretta Lynch tarmac meeting, but there were. They lied to us. We watched as members of Congress try again and again to get documents from the Department of Justice and the FBI, but they won't hand them over. They stonewall, and there seems to be no way to get those documents. And all the while, the Department of Justice and the FBI sit back and watch as their candidate approved the sale of 20% of our uranium to Russia and then pocket $145 million for their so-called charity. All the while, the Clinton Foundation receives hundreds of millions of dollars from people doing business with the U.S. government, our government. And when Jeff Sessions decides to recuse himself, Rod Rosenstein, a man we have never even heard of, appoints his pal, Bob Mueller, to investigate our president. And this week, we find out the FBI ran a spy operation, actually placing an informant, a mole, in the Trump campaign before there were any legal grounds to do any such thing. It was a classic totalitarian third world tactic. This person has as much as been identified. He's engaged in skullduggery going back to Bush 41. My FBI sources tell me there would be no reason for him to even run into a Page or a Papadopoulos. And get this, he's disappeared for the last 9 months. Now, I want you to remember that you heard it here first. Any collector, their name for an informant working on a national campaign, must have a sign-off by the Attorney General. Here, that would be liar Loretta Lynch. Lynch herself would have had to have approved an informant on that campaign. And if she didn't, then the FBI under James Comey was even more corrupt, going rogue in their attempt to destroy Donald Trump. But what, ladies and gentlemen, is unmistakable in all of this is that the single most dangerous person to the agenda of President Trump, the Republican Party, and ultimately to all Americans, is the Attorney General of the United States himself, Jeff Sessions. Wow. The man has done nothing to make anyone responsible for the blatant corruption, the unmistakable perjury, the in-your-face obstruction of our laws that we've seen play out every day. He has fought the release of telling documents that would put an end to this horrible period in America's political history. Documents that would make clear that the criminals in this attempt to overthrow an American president. He's even argued that he doesn't want to release records of Hillary because she's now a private citizen. This man has done nothing to create confidence that wrongdoers will be accountable, answerable. He has done nothing to create confidence on the part of the American people in our system of justice. And with all the power and might of the Department of Justice behind him, he continues to do nothing. He refuses to take them out in cuffs. The most powerful prosecutor in the world, the man who holds the scales of justice in his hands, hides behind the coattails of a Rod Rosenstein, a man we've never even heard of, who is in fact behind all of Jeff Sessions' decision, who is in fact running our Department of Justice. The man who has the honor to carry the prefix United States Attorney General before his name, Jeff Sessions, is indeed the most dangerous man in America.
Wow.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Gee, don't pull any punches there, Judge Simone. It's Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Budell, my tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
Jeffrey,
please clap.
What is it I say that turns on Sarah? I didn't touch the phone. She responds to something verbally, and I'm not sure what it is. So I guess the question is, because there's 2 points. I've read some threads, and especially on this piece here. And there are people that believe that Sessions is just working quietly and he's going to drop a bomb on all these people all at once. Or he is, in fact, a deep stater. They've got something on him. And I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. Look, anybody that has disappointed Trump has been canned. They don't last long. If you're not doing what Trump expects, you're gone. And look at how many people have come and gone. Some, like the mooch, in a matter of days.
Right.
If you're making them look bad, you're not going to be around. So that's why I can't buy in 100% to what she just said.
Right.
I don't know that it's going to be of any benefit for him in building cases. Notice how quiet Comey's been for a while there. He was running around with his book and, you know, getting his monkey spanked by all the liberal talk hosts and all that stuff. But he's been real quiet lately. And I think this IG report that's coming is going to recommend criminal charges on him and a whole bunch of others.
That's the way it should be done.
Yeah. And then, of course, Comey saw, you know, he basically said, yeah, the law was broken here, but we don't, meanwhile, Hillary probably has the crosshairs aimed at Comey's back. Saying, hey, you want to wind up like Ron Brown and all those other people, Vince Foster? We got room in the Clinton Cemetery for you, Comey. Go ahead. Take me out of the race for the White House. That wasn't going to happen. So, here we are at 3:22, and I'm just tired of it. That's basically, I want, so is the president. The president, you know, today demanded an investigation. And they should fly, when he says that, the people that are accountable, they should jump into action. The president, do you think they waited when Obama wanted something? And what about him? Did you know that a president can be impeached after they left office?
Really?
Yes.
I know that.
I found that out today.
What good does it do, though?
I don't know. It doesn't look good on your resume. It
goes on your permanent record?
I think it does. I don't think you can get...
Does it lead to a spanking? Because I hope not. They'd probably enjoy that.
He spanked all of us for 8 years. Didn't you get enough of that? Meanwhile... Well, and Brennan, Brennan is the face of evil. He is that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Is the most evil-looking human being on the planet. I would love to see him trimming the greens over at Maxwell. Yeah, with the nice federal pen they have there. Another thing, too, today. Did you watch the royal wedding?
No.
Didn't get sucked in?
No.
One of the stories... We're going to go, while the media was showing you all the pretty dresses and the splendor of the palace and Harry and Meghan in their carriage and her 20, ridiculous, in my opinion, 20-foot train.
Woo!
London, what they didn't tell you is that basically that city is rapidly turning into a hole. The murder rate is skyrocketing, and it's by knives, acid attacks, whatever. And here's why we have the Second Amendment, because there, they don't have any, you can't have a gun. So if somebody's out to kill you, you have no way of defending yourself or protecting your property or your family. So people are getting killed. And the murder rate has gone up 44% just in the last 12 months in London. Now, I wonder who's committing these crimes, because Sadiq Khan doesn't seem to be all that. But violent robbery, home burglary up by a third. Sharp increases in the number of rapes, knife offenses, shooting. Somebody's got guns. It's always the bad guys. Somebody passed that along to those little twerps from Parkland that are running around. I'm 17 years old and I know everything. Do what we say. Freaking scary.
Or what? You're going to have the government come with their guns?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's how it works. Well, see, once we don't have them, the government can come with theirs, and what do you do then?
Right. It's...
At 3:25, how about a word for your friend?
Oh, yes. Well, I want to tell folks who are thinking about buying or selling a home out there that Eddie Bader is the guy to go with. Real estate agent. Good guy all around. And here's one way we can do this. You can see online with the folks Eddie is with, the Goodson Group. You've heard of Bo Goodson. Of course, great, Greg. Go to the Goodson Group, thegoodsongroup.com. And you can see all their listings. You can get your home listed up there if you're trying to sell. If you're buying, you can look very quickly at all the homes listed in the River Region. But I'll give you a little secret. It doesn't do a home justice, just looking at it. online, even if the pictures are beautiful, whatnot, it can be misleading. You need to be able to go see a home itself, look at the foundations, look at what needs to be renovated, what sort of appliances and fixtures are put into the home, and that's where Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group comes in. And Eddie also wanted me to remind folks that he has great experience with veterans, getting you your VA benefits for 0% down loan. He knows where to go to. He can make that process go very, very smoothly. So give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. 322-0662. Again, that number is 322-0662. Check out all the listings, thegoodsongroup.com, and then give Eddie Bader a call at 322-0662 to give you a tour of some of your favorite homes you see online there.
At 326, I don't know if we'll talk to Rich today, but if you've been reading his weather blogs, there are computer models that are suggesting, a couple of them anyway, that we might have tropical stuff going on in this neck of the woods a week from today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There goes my Vienna wiener party. Now what?
You could cook your wieners inside.
This is true. I don't need to do that. No, we could just, we'll watch. Yeah.
You could put the grill under. Don't you have a little cover?
Yeah. No, I could do that.
You could make it work. We could grill up some wieners, Vienna-style wieners. You could, you know, I've tried the Chicago dog style.
Yes.
It's good. It's not my favorite. I'm not a rabbit. All that stuff on it, just give me a stripe of
mustard.
It's
good for you.
It is good for you. And it does taste good. It's just not my favorite.
What's the key ingredient on those? It's celery salt.
Celery salt is a nice touch.
And the poppy seed bun.
Yes, that's great, too.
The firm and wide poppy seed bun that not only holds encompasses the entire wiener, but all the stuff you put on it. The nuclear relish, chopped onions, peppers if you want them.
You'd like your buns to be a little firm, supple but firm, so they can contain all those ingredients.
Pliable. And you don't want them to be weak, because if they get all soggy, everything falls out. And then you're licking the remains of your hot dog off your hand, and that's not fun.
So will you disown me if I do a
yellow
mustard stripe?
You can do it any way you want, as Journey once said. 328, let's take a look at traffic as this wet weather continues to move through.
Traffic is brought to you by Bluebell's homemade vanilla ice cream. It's creamy, delicious, hand-cranked taste takes you back to the simpler times. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of things to start us off here. The 5000 block of Butler Mill Road in Montgomery County and Highway 31 North at Watson Road. That's the 5000 block of Butler Mill Road in Montgomery County and 31 North at Watson Road. Accident in both those locations, so be very careful. Everything else looking okay as far as the interstate system and the rest of the major roadways. They're all clear. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can purchase a 2018 Camry, the number one selling car in America, for just $22,660 plus tax, title, and tags. Reinhardt Toyota, your low price volume dealer. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Look around. There could be a big change coming this long weekend. To your walls, the Home Depot's got $10 off 1 gallon cans and $40 off 5 gallon buckets of our best paint. Even better, a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You'll love it, or we'll make it right. A little paint goes a long way. Right now, it goes even further with Memorial Day savings of up to $40 on our best paint. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Offer valid through May 28th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
You'll probably hear that sound a lot this afternoon with the weather coming through. By the way, I saw one as I was coming in. Northbound 231 just passed Carmichael Road as you're going north. There's a car in the ditch there. So there's police and ambulance, and I'm sure they're still tending to that situation. It had just occurred, so I don't know what kind of backup is going on northbound 231. And you just got a call about what?
Yes, 85 southbound right before the Perry Hill exit. Right near us, there is a wreck, I believe a pickup truck with a trailer hooked to it is blocking the two right-hand lanes. The left lane is open, but it is bottlenecking because of people trying to get over. Emergency vehicles are not yet on the scene, so it's a cluster. Wait, can't say that. But 85 southbound, once again, right before the Perry Hill exit, you might want to find an alternative route, get on the Eastern Boulevard or Taylor Road and go a different direction, because the interstate's going to be blocked for a little bit.
All right, I'll go down and take a look from the back and see if it's slowing down. Yeah, going. You know.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
It's the American Idol Grand Finale, with incredible live performances by the Idol judges. Plus, even more celebrity guests. Oh, yeah. The top 10 return along with all of your favorites.
Big.
The surprises will be legendary.
Legendary.
Kayla, Maddie, Gabby.
Who will be named American Idol?
The American Idol Grand Finale, followed by Dancing with the Stars live.
Tonight on ABC 32.
Your morning's first news.
Good morning, America. We want to get right to that breaking news.
Never just the headlines. Always digging deeper. Reporting the facts you deserve. The exclusive news breaking interviews. What everyone's talking about. Robin, George, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Serving up what you need and what you want. First thing every morning.
Good morning, America.
That's why GMA is America's number one morning show.
We'll see you in the morning on GMA.
And we thank you.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly. The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves. themselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer and I couldn't be happier with the job Custom Cabinet Renovations did in our kitchen. I'd recommend them to anyone who'd like to upgrade their kitchen. Give Eddie a call, 799-9873, to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations, 799-9873.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The atmosphere is going to be rather disturbed, especially for the next couple of days. Better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening hours tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, and tomorrow we'll do it again. A generous supply of scattered showers and storms across the area. Still random, but the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours. High in the middle 80s. Then it looks like upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms around, and not much change Friday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. The all-important Memorial Day weekend coming up. Have it handy on your phone or tablet because it'll give you hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Will we be affected by tropical weather? That's the question that the one, the only
adorable
Rich Thomas can answer. We'll bug him again tomorrow. Follow his, get his weather app, because whatever is new, is gonna, it'll not only do it, but it'll vibrate if you put it in the right place in your pocket. A very thrilling kind of.
You know how y'all did that test Thursday night?
Yes.
Then I heard him as I was doing some of my busy work downstairs in the production room. I could hear him doing a test in the weather studio.
Mm-hmm.
Does he seem like he becomes extra adorable when he has a camera on him? Like, he just becomes alive even more. Like, radio's brought out his personality. That guy is so damn funny. My aunt, actually, Kim Hendricks, her daughter, my cousin, is just graduated and went doing a party tonight after work at their house, and she used to work with Rich, so I kind of knew him a little bit when I was a kid, but yeah. Getting to know Rich over these last few years, what a guy. Really great guy.
I wish I could remember, but there were three times this morning, he just waits for the perfect moment for the kill.
Yes.
The three of us, Emily, Jay, myself, we're Bubba Meising, Hawking and Chai, and then he sits there waiting for his spot to drop his little Rich Thomas comedy bomb, and then it's all over.
But I love that over the weekend, bridged the generational divide a little bit. Going to see Deadpool 2. That's what I did this weekend, too.
Well, I've been teasing him because he said he had Deadpool 1. He was supposed to give it to me Sunday morning when I dropped off his kolache. Because I always go to the Mabco across.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting, and he and Bailey come out, and where's Deadpool? They said that I guess I loaned it to somebody. And they said, man, the customer service here at Richbox is not good.
I think you'll like Deadpool. I don't know. It's tough to read you with comics.
Just how old do you think I am?
Well, no, but you like Airplane. You like Naked Gun. This movie is very, very silly, but it's also a bit of a send-up of comic book movies while still being a great comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll like it. It's pretty dirty, though. Rich said in his... yeah, like you and your virgin ears.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
exactly.
It's a very dirty movie. It's not for everybody.
I'll come in with a list of words that made no sense to me, and you can explain them to me. All right, Grandpa, here you go. 341, rain continuing to move through. There's a lot of... Here's a story that, of course, everything Obama does pisses me off. It's just the way it is. Now he is pleading with Jay-Z to prevent other hip-hop artists to meet with Trump. Does that sound like freedom of speech to you? When a famous person of color is trying to persuade other people of color, keep the hate going, baby. Don't talk to the man. Let's not have a dialogue about race. Let's not have, you know, let's not do anything that's going to take our reliable 90% Democrat vote off the plantation. Let's just maintain the sign. See, what are they going to do?
Well, in just terms of raw politics, if the Democrats lose that 90%, say it goes to 80, they're in a lot of trouble.
I think they already are.
Yeah.
I really do. Because when the economy is roaring, and that's what it's doing, it lifts everybody. By the way, let's take a look at those market numbers since we'll be talking to Brandt.
I think they're up a little bit today because the fears of a trade war with China are kind of being put aside.
Well, yeah, because they cut a deal. It dials up 300 points.
Yeah.
It's back over 25,000.
That's a great thing.
Who predicted that this morning before the markets opened? I believe that was me.
Well done.
Because the art of the deal. Everybody, he's going to get China mad, and they're going to close our Walmart to whatever it is, this fear. This is another group of lemmings here for the most part. One bad word gets around, and then everybody panics at the same time. So there's a bad day. But I said this morning, given that deal, that China's going to buy more of our stuff to lower that trade imbalance. How could that not result in a great day? You don't have to be a rocket scientist, have a business degree to figure that out. All you have to do is have a little common sense.
You're brilliant.
No, I just occasionally have a little common sense. So I think that's about as racist as it gets.
Well, Obama.
Obama and Jay-Z, you know, and why... If you know, so many have spoken out and said hateful stuff before they even stop and talk to the man, and he's given you a chance to come and state your grievance. Where can we make things better? How can we fix things? And they don't want to do that because hate's so much easier than actually having a dialogue. And then that, of course, undoes all the divisiveness that Obama worked so hard to create in this country. That's what helps the Democratic Party win elections. Everybody that's a victim should vote because they're going to make it good.
Well, and I watched a debate about political correctness this weekend. And I have to say, the debate kind of descended into petty personal attacks, especially against Jordan Peterson. But the guy has shown through. And this is hope, I think, for everybody. Stephen Fry. He's a British actor. He's gay, very openly gay, an atheist. And he's always considered himself a man of the left. But he's now against this stupid political correctness train. And he said, we have to stop it with this ever-growing chasm between people because of political differences and words you're not allowed to say. And I guess that's kind of what Trump is doing with, hey, you got a problem with me? Let's talk. There needs to be room for conversation, even if you vehemently disagree. There has to be. And it shouldn't just start with the president. I hope it starts at home.
No, Obama... By making that statement, Obama's out. He's out of the closet now. We all know, I've always known what he was, but with a comment like that, there's nothing in there for healing purposes. It's let's keep this thing that I worked so hard to build, this divisiveness, this victim mentality, let's keep it going. And now I'm looking at a guy that I watched on TV earlier this afternoon, Preston Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
He's an African-American player. He used to play for the Marlins. He's with the Astros broadcasting team, and he's apologized for a reference he made to slavery during a broadcast of the Astros game against Cleveland.
Makes me wonder what he said. You hear reference to slavery, it's like that could go all sorts of ways.
Listen to this, halfwit. I can take the fastball, but I actually had somebody ask me if I could go back in history and change one thing. I skipped right over slavery and went to the slider. That's how I feel about it. So in other words, if he could change one thing, it was a pitch he couldn't hit and not slavery.
Well, that's a joke.
Yeah.
This is what I mean by PC crap.
See, that's exactly what it was, but that's...
Come on.
So is that freedom... How do you feel about that freedom of speech there, Preston Wilson? Successful African-American broadcaster?
The joke is obviously, if you're taking it serious, you'll go change slavery or kill Hitler or whatever. If you go back in history, what would you do? But...
You gotta be so careful.
That's so stupid. He should not have apologized for that. That's stupid.
I agree. I totally agree. We haven't, but the people that control this politically correct speak, these douchebags, they're going to call you on it. Even if potentially you represent, forget it, it's just crazy. You said, was there a wreck on Day Street or something? Yeah, just heard you mention.
No, it's not really a wreck. Somebody spun out. And so their nose is sticking out from the side onto the interstate. People don't know how to drive in the rain, apparently. And it is in a wreck when I heard about it 5 minutes ago, but it could cause a problem.
I'm going about 65 in the right lane on 85 to get to the boulevard, and there are people passing me like, this is perfect weather, man. It's raining like hell. But I've got a big pickup truck that can climb the sides of mountains. So I'm just going to blow past the rest of you slowpokes, and that really... What's that term that Emily likes to say? That
just froths my pajamas.
That's the one.
She's so wise.
She is very wise. 347. When you're ready for a mortgage, and my suggestion, there's an urgency right now because part of the change in the tax law, yes, the brackets have been lowered, the personal deduction's been raised, that's all good. But for those of us who have written off business expenses, when you're a salaried employee, like, oh, I took a client out and you write that dinner off as a business expense, not going to be allowed to do that anymore. If you're paid by a 1099, you can, because they're not taking any taxes out. But that's going to go away. So if you're a renter and you have used those types of deductions as a salaried employee, that's going away. You could be in, I wouldn't say serious jeopardy, but why not own when there are so many programs out there for those who are seeking home ownership but may be hamstrung by mediocre credit or a lack of money to put down? Call Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank because he teamed up with them to make those programs available for you. So if you want home ownership, he'll work hard to make it happen. Morris has over two decades of experience. He busts butt. To him, it's like the raw meat in front of a tiger. When you want a home, he's going to do everything he can to make it happen. Again, that's Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank. 409-9300 is the number. They are an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number happens to be 402669.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I'm a lifetime conservative Republican who advocates for more efficient use of your tax money, better education of your children, and ethical, limited government. I'm proud of my record of service in the House. I was one of only 23 House members with the courage to sign the Bentley impeachment resolution. My Judiciary Committee confirmed the evidence that forced this corrupt governor to resign. I have the right experience and the knowledge to best serve the people of Elmore County in the Alabama State House. I ask for your vote on June 5th, paid for by the Mike Holmes campaign.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committed to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE this month and check out Hustler Mowers, and you could save up to $500. Hustler is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade, heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and 0% interest financing for 48 months. So, if this is your year for a ZTR, don't wait. The $500 off is only this month while supplies last. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to get Tom Parker thrown off the Supreme Court for defending marriage, but Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. It had never happened before. No one had ever beaten the SPLC. No one, until Justice Tom Parker. That made Parker a target of billionaire George Soros, and now Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Not only because Parker beat the Southern Poverty Law Center, but because Tom Parker stands up for what we believe. Strongly pro-life, Tom Parker is a nationally recognized conservative jurist who fights for the Constitution every single day. The Southern Poverty Law Center couldn't stop Justice Tom Parker, and neither will George Soros. Tom Parker, Chief Justice, fair, balanced, unafraid, standing up for what we believe.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Catholicism expert Joey Clark.
I was raised Catholic, yes.
The question I have for
Joey:
the Pope said it's okay to be gay today. How significant is that?
I think it is a break with a lot of traditions. I mean, but I remember arguing with Father Tokars, who was a teacher before he became a priest over a Catholic, but I remember when I was probably 14, arguing with him that natural law is a lot of what the Catholic Church teaches, that we can not only have things revealed to us through revelation and the Word of God and Scriptures, but you also can find the truth through reason, which God granted you. And my point of view and my argument was, what if there are people made in the image and likeness of God who have this proclivity, who are attracted to the same sex? It actually shows up in other animals, other species. And so if somebody is built that way, why would we outlaw it in a certain way? So to hear the Pope now say, if you are made that way, God made you, I think also a different angle. The media might be overstating this. It could be that Francis is saying, we love you, you're made that way, nothing to be ashamed of. But the Catholic Church, as last I read in terms of doctrine, is acting on those impulses is still a sin, because you can't get married in the Catholic Church, same sex, and sex outside of marriage is, it's wrong. It's verboten. Of course, no Catholics do that. Sin no more, my children. People have been saying I look a lot like Jesus these days, so I'm not Jesus. I played him in Godspell, but I'm not. Just saying. I don't know. I saw it and was like, par for the course for this Pope. I don't mind his pronouncements on faith and morals. I think his economic and political points of view, though, are a little kooky. But whatever.
Here's an interesting little mystery for you. The Federal Election Commission records show that CrowdStrike, an FBI contractor and private cybersecurity firm, received a $98,849 check from the Democratic National Committee the day after slain DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered.
Murdered.
What did he know? There's a lot of crap coming out here, and the only reason Brennan and all these other jagoffs are getting their panties in a wad is they are in trouble. Instead of just let it go, I'm still not sure whether Rudy is helping or hurting Trump at this particular point. But, God, of all of them, and I don't like any of these people, and I don't like Rod Rosenstein either. He's a weasel. He's the guy that gnawed the mole off the principal's face and Uncle Buck. Robots grow human organs.
What in the world?
That's the headline on drugs. Robots grow human organs. Jeez. And here's hoping that all your organs are in harmony.
I mean, that's an ominous headline written that way, but that could be a major medical breakthrough for, like, transplants.
That would be nice.
You don't have to be on the donor list. We can create these organs.
Yeah, and if you have enough money, you can probably get whatever you need in other parts of the world if you want to trust other parts of the world.
Yeah, did you see that story? Did you see the story on Drudge a week or so ago about stem cell procedures to help men with a certain thing?
Organ?
Yeah.
I missed that. I tend to read only things that are pertinent to me.
I'm not touching that.
I'm a selfish bastard. Alright, hold on, folks. The Revival Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM will continue. We have Fox News coming up, traffic, your local news, and the forecast with the
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama.